Title: Percussion Call and Response in Jungle Drums Beginner. All right, let's build a jungle-style drum loop that feels alive, not like a copy-pasted loop that never changes. Today's focus is percussion call and response inside Ableton Live using a simple two-bar mindset. Here's the big idea. Bar 1 says something clear. Bar 2 answers it. That's call and response. And in jungle and drum and bass, this is one of the main tricks that creates that rolling, forward-moving feel without needing 100 layers. So as we go, I want you to imagine your drums like a conversation. The call is the statement, usually your main kick and snare pattern, plus a steady hat pulse. The response is the reply. Short percussion hits, ghost notes, little hat accents, tiny fills. Not a second drum beat, just an answer. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 175 is totally fine, but 174 is a nice standard. Create one MIDI track and name it Drums. Drop a drum rack on it. Now create a MIDI clip and set the clip length to 2 bars. 2 bars is the secret sauce here. A live jungle movement lives across 2 bars because you get 1 bar to establish the idea and the second bar to twist it just enough that it feels performed. Now let's load a super simple kit. In your drum rack, load a tight short kick, a crisp snare with some bite, a closed hat, an open hat, and 1 extra percussion sound. That extra perk can be a rim, a woodblock, a shaker, or even a Foley hit like keys or a vinyl tick. If you're using Ableton stock stuff, check the core library. You can pull hits from the drums folders, or even grab something breakbeat flavored. But keep this in mind, in jungle, the snare is an anchor. So pick a snare you can commit to, at least for this exercise. Now we build the call. This is the backbone. This has to feel solid even if we mute everything else later. Start with the snare. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4 in each bar. In Ableton's note positions, that's bar 1 at 1.2 and 1.4, and bar 2 at 2.2 and 2.4. That right there is your jungle signpost. If the snare is consistent, everything else can get playful around it. Now add kicks. Start simple but rolling. Put a kick on 1.1. Then put another kick at 1.3.2, that little mid-bar push. Then do the same for bar 2. Kick on 2.1 and another on 2.3.2. Play it back with the snare. You should already feel a basic drum and bass skeleton. Now hats for momentum. Add closed hats as 8th notes across the full 2 bars. You can go to 16ths later, but 8th notes are perfect to start because they're readable and they leave space for your response ideas. But here is a major teacher note. Velocity is your second grid. If every hat hits at the exact same volume, your groove will feel stiff no matter how correct the timing is. So open the velocity lane for the hats. Make a few hats stronger, roughly around 80 to 95, and make the in-between hats quieter, around 40 to 65. You're going for motion, not randomness. Think of it like the groove is breathing. At this point, bar 1 should feel like a clear statement. That is your call. Now we create the response. And we're going to concentrate most of it in bar 2 so you can feel the conversation immediately. First, ghost snares. Ghost notes are classic jungle glue. They connect the main hits and make the loop feel like it's rolling forward. On your snare lane, add 2 quiet ghost hits in bar 2. Try placing them at 2.1.3 and 2.3.3, so they land as late 16ths leading into the next main moments. Then set their velocities really low, like 15 to 35. These should be felt more than heard. If you listen and the ghost notes are the first thing you notice, they're too loud. If your ghost notes sound too much like the main snare, here's a clean fix. Duplicate the snare to a different pad and use it as a ghost snare. Make it papery and small. In simpler, shorten the decay. You can also add an auto filter and high pass it somewhere between 250 and 600 Hz so it doesn't compete with the body of the main snare. Optional texture move. A tiny bit of redux, very subtle, just to make it whispery. Next, add a response percussion hit. Pick that extra perk sound you loaded, like a rim or a woodblock or a Foley click. Now place 1 or 2 hits in bar 2 as the reply. These should feel intentional, like punctuation. Good starting placements. Try 2.2.3, just after the snare, like the snare spoke and the perk answered. And try 2.4.2, leading into the end of the bar. Keep it short. 1 to 3 notes is enough. If you add 8 new hits, it stops being a response and starts being an interruption. Now add 1 open hat as a little question mark. Try placing the open hat at 2.3, on the end of 3. Or if you want it spicier, try 2.4.3, late in the bar. If it's washing out the groove, shorten it. In simpler or sampler, pull down decay. At 174 BPM, long hats can smear your timing fast. Now listen. Bar 1 should feel like the main groove, and bar 2 should feel like it has commentary and movement, but the backbone is still the same. Before we go further, quick masking check, because this is how you know your call and response is working. First, mute all hats and percussion, and listen to just kick and snare. Does it still slap? Does it still feel like a complete groove? If not, fix the backbone first. Second, mute the kick and snare, and listen to hats and response layers. Do they still imply the groove, or do they sound like random ticks? If it feels random, your response timing probably needs to relate more clearly to the main accents. Third, solo only the response layers, like just the ghosts, extra perk, and open hat. Does it sound like an answer, or does it sound like a completely different beat? You want answer. Now let's get the timing feel right, because jungle is not about being perfectly on the grid. It's about controlled looseness. Beginner friendly option. Groove pool. Open the groove pool and choose a swing 16 groove. Start around swing 16-55 or 16-60. Drag it onto your drum clip. Then set the groove amount carefully, timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity may be 0 to 10%, just a touch. Random. Tiny, like 0 to 5%. Important. Don't swing everything into chaos. You want rolling, not drunk. Usually, the hats and ghosts benefit most. Keep your main kick and snare mostly locked so the track still hits with authority. Now let's shape the sound quickly with a stock device chain. This is not about mixing perfection. It's about getting it into the right drum and bass zone. On the drums track after the drum rock, at EQ 8, put a high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean up rumble you don't need. If it feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 450 Hz. If the hats are harsh, a small dip around 7 to 10 kHz can help, but only if needed. Don't automatically scoop all the air out. Then add drum bus. Set drive somewhere between 5 and 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Boom is optional in DNB. Start at 0 to 10% and be cautious, especially if you plan to add a real sub bass later. Use damp if the top end starts biting. Then add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto. And aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. This is glue, not flattening. Optional. Add saturator after that. Turn on soft clip. Drive just 1 to 4 dB. This can make the loop feel printed and cohesive without killing the transient punch. If your snare suddenly feels smaller, you push too hard. Now we turn the loop into a phrase, because jungle drums live in phrases, not single loops. Take your 2-bar call and response clip and extend the idea to 8 bars. Bars 1 and 2. Full pattern, call and response. Bars 3 and 4, strip it back. Remove the response elements, like the ghost snares and the extra percussion. This creates contrast and makes the response feel special when it returns. Bars 5 and 6, bring the response back, and add one tiny hat variation. Maybe swap one closed hat for a shaker tick, or add one extra hat accent. Small moves only. Bars 7 and 8, add a small fill. Keep the main snare where it is, and decorate around it. A couple extra ghost notes, or a quick hat stutter, or a little percussion run that ends on beat 4. The pocket stays intact, but the listener hears, okay, something's happening. Workflow tip. Duplicate clips and change one element per clip. Don't rebuild your beat from scratch each time. If you want, color code your clips mentally as call, response, strip, and fill, just so you always know the role of each section. Now let's cover the most common mistakes, because these are super predictable when you're learning. Mistake 1. The response is too busy. If bar 2 turns into a drum solo, you lose the conversation. Keep the answer short and recognizable. Mistake 2. Ghost notes too loud. Ghosts are support. They should tuck under the groove. Lower their velocity and shorten them if needed. Mistake 3. No dynamic contrast. If bar 1 and bar 2 are equally dense, the call and response disappears. Your listener can't tell what changed. Mistake 4. Overswinging everything. Swing hats and ghosts. Keep the main kick and snare mostly steady. Mistake 5. Too much high-end hash. Stacked hats plus saturation can get fizzy fast. Use EQ, use drum bus damp, and also control it at the source by shortening bright samples and filtering them a little in simpler. Now a few pro-style ideas, but still beginner safe. If you want darker, heavier DNB, pitch your response percussion down by 2 to 7 semitones. Instantly moodier. Try swapping shiny hats for folly textures like cloth rustles, key clicks, vinyl crack hits. That can sound very jungle without being loud. You can also create a parallel drum smash return, Set up a return track with something like overdrive, then glue compressor with heavier gain reduction, then EQ. Send just a little bit of your drums to it, like 5 to 20%, and you'll get aggression without killing your transient punch. Another great trick, short room reverb on response only. Put hybrid reverb on a return, small room, decay around 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. High pass the reverb return around 250 to 400 Hz so it doesn't muddy the low mids. Then send only the response percussion and maybe the ghost snare to it. Your call stays up front, your response gets depth behind it. And one more separation concept. Keep the call centered, put the response around it. Even before mixing, you can pan the response percussion slightly left or right, or give it a tiny bit more reverb send. It helps your brain hear the conversation as two roles. Let's finish with a quick 15-minute practice plan you can actually do right now. Make a two-bar loop at 174 BPM. In bar 1, program only kick, snare, and closed hats. Make it a clear call. In bar 2, add exactly 2 ghost snares, 2 percussion response hits, and 1 open hat. Add a groove pull swing. Keep timing at 25% or less. Then bounce a quick audio loop. Now ask yourself 2 questions. Can I feel bar 2 responding? And if I mute the response layer, does bar 1 still feel strong? Bonus move, duplicate the clip and make a no response version. That contrast is gold for arranging intros, verses, and drops. Quick recap to lock it in. Call is your backbone statement. Kick, snare, and the basic hat momentum. Response is small, intentional answers, ghost snares, 1 or 2 perks, 1 hat accent. Think in 2 bars to create motion. Use velocity and a touch of swing for authentic roll. Cheap with stock tools, EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, and optional saturator. And arrange into phrases by alternating density, full, stripped, full, fill. When you're ready, you can take the exact same backbone and create multiple bar 2 responses, then rotate them every 2 bars. That's how you get movement without losing the groove. If you tell me what samples you're using, or what your note placements are, I can suggest a clean response and a spicier response that fits your specific pattern.